Thank you, Amy.
Hey, DMA, it's mobile.
Any DMA, it's mobile.
The Gulf, listening on the Wink system.
Hey there, Jim. Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf, KADYS. We're up in Indian River right now. I'm getting ready to pull into my destination here in a minute.
Hey, are you still making trips up to the Omena area? I haven't seen you up here lately.
I did a couple weeks ago. I still do, but it's been a little slow. So, and I'm over on the other side of the state here. We got to go over to Alpena, and I got to shoot up to Mackinac, Alpena, and then Fairview on my way home. So, we got a little bit to go, yeah. I was in Roscommon today and Higgins Lake. Been all over.
Hey, you're a traveling man all over. That's good. Fairview, I don't know where that is, but otherwise I know all the other destinations.
Yeah, Fairview is over by Mayo and, yeah. So, yeah, we're at Afton right now. We're coming up to Tupab on M68 and 33 where they meet, so I'm turning left right now. All right, Jim, we'll catch up with you later. ACADGKADYS, thanks for jumping in with me.
Good to hear you out there on the radio. ACADG, clear.
KFADNF.
KADYS, Mobile, M68, eastbound.
KFADNF.
Hey, DLA, it's mobile.
KFADNF.
The system you're listening to is connected to the East Coast Reflector. Please visit eastcoastreflector.com for more information.
CFA DNF monitoring.
NHLN, NHLN, NHDMH.
Station calling NHLN, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I don't know if you realize it, but I think you are patching East Coast Reflector with the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network. I just heard the announcement come over this network, and if you could maybe put that on like a local monitor, that would be much appreciated. Thank you.
Sincerely, sorry for the problem there. I'm still learning my way around here. I'll get right to it. Thanks. NHLN and clear.
No worries, figured I'd just get, let you know. 7-3, any EMH.
This is Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha Victor.
Alpha Delta 4, Alpha Juliet, how about it, Ralph? Are you out there, buddy? Oh, Lord have mercy. Let me look. VK4GCR. VK4GCR, Alpha Delta 4, Alpha Juliet, trying. Ralph, you by the radio? I'm on. Alright, one more time. VK4GCR, how about it, Ralph? AD4AJ, Alpha Delta 4, Alpha Juliet. Tony calling? Negative contact on Ralph. Negative contact on the VK4GCR. AD4AJ, we're going to be clearing on the side.
This is KF8AVX by Hamtrak Hotline. Check, 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 check.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Echo Golf Oscar, mobile and listening. Station with Oscar at the end of your call sign. That's all I got. It was a mobile station with Oscar at the end of the call sign. This is WA6ABC. Whiskey Alpha 6, Alpha Bravo Charlie, back to you. Whiskey Alpha 6, Alpha Bravo Charlie, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Golf Oscar, KF8EGO.
KF8EGO from W6ABC. Sorry for the quick key, we've got some signal jamming. KF8EGO. WA6ABC, name is Michael, location is Rockaway Beach in New York City. Back to you, maybe with a pause so we can let it reset.
Nice to make the contact. The name is Chris. I live in Toledo, but I'm currently using a repeater up in Petoskey, Michigan on vacation.
Okay, fine business. I think you said it was Chris. It broke up right as you said it, but I think you said it was Chris, and as I said, the name is Michael here.
Hope your vacation is going well. We've got a heat wave. I don't know if it's heat waving where you're at, but I'm guessing it's pretty warm. And I'm in New York City, so we have our own heat here in New York City. Air conditioners are on. I've got a cat rescue, so all my residents have fur, so I have to be careful of the temperature. And that's about it. Afternoon time, about to grab a cup of tea, get my energy level up, finish feeding the multitudes of cats and like that. I'm using my worst headset right now. It sounds like it's audible, but I'm guessing the audio's pretty squirrely. So on the next go-around, if you could let me know how the audio is. KF8EGWA6ABC.
Yes, it's definitely hot, hot, hot. I think it's a lot hotter than it usually is up here in northern Michigan. Your audio, it's coming through fine for me. I can hear everything, maybe a little soft, but that would be me complaining, and no one would want to listen anyway. Good on you for taking care of animals. That is awesome. World needs more of that. And I'm just making my way. We're actually up here because my son plays ice hockey, and there's a really good hockey camp up here. So making my way there to pick him up from his first day. He said, this is KFA EGO for identification.
Yeah, fine business, Chris, from WA6ABC. Good, good. That sounds good. Ice hockey during heat weather sounds like a lot of fun, although it could be an invitation to a cold, but that sounds like a lot of fun. So, cool, cool. And, yeah, everybody's feeling the heat right now. So it is what it is. Waiting for my other headset to get charged. But in the meantime, this is just audio communications, and if you can hear me, then that's good enough. So, all good, all good. This is just a Bluetooth headset on Echolink. So Echolink is not known for its audio quality anyway. Interested in how you're getting in, and you're using a repeater, so I'm guessing you have just a standard RF setup. Back to you from WA6ABC.
WA6ABC, KFA-EGO. Yep, I am using a FTM-150 with a mobile antenna in the truck and hitting a repeater that is somewhere in Petoskey. I'm not quite sure. It's not from here, but seems to be working well. Back to you.
Hey, Roger. It's hitting the East Coast reflector, so or it's on the East Coast reflector as one of the participating repeaters. So signal is going every place on God's green earth. This is a very big system. If anybody wants to work into the QSO, please join. And probably going to go back up to feeding the cat. Just wanted to see if this lousy headset could get some okay audio. It sounds like it is. So, bottom line. Enjoy picking up your kid. Enjoy your vacation. And enjoy amateur radio. Might catch you down the log a little further. And I'll send it back to you for a final. KF8EGOWA6ABC, sending 73 and all the best.
KF8EGO, I'm sorry, my radio was had cut out there for a second, so I didn't catch much of any of the last bit of transmissions. KF8EGO.
Whiskey 4, Juliet Foxtrot Hotel, coming in from Fort Pierce, Florida. How are you guys doing?
Okay, GFH acknowledged. Yeah, Chris, I was just saying goodbye. I've got to go back to feeding the cats. And so I was just saying my 73's waiting on your final. And maybe I'll pass it back to Chris, and then Chris can pass it to GFH. I didn't get the entire call. But Chris, I'll send it to you for a final, and then GFH can pick it up. I'll stay listening because it's nice to listen to QSOs while I work. So back to Chris, KF8EGO from WA6ABC, saying 73 and all the best. I'll listen for your final.
Hey, thank you so much. It was really great making the contact. I hope you have a great day. Hope you stay cool and keep all those cats cool as well. WA6, it was Alpha Bravo Charlie. Have a great day in 73.
Okay, very good. And there was a station that came in between. I want to throw it to that station. From WA6ABC, Michael in Rockaway Beach, New York. Breaking station, come on in.
Good afternoon. WB4, JFH, Whiskey Bravo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Hotel. Coming in from Fort Pierce, Florida.
Julia Hotel, this is Chris, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Golf Oscar. I'm coming in from Petoskey, Michigan on a repeater here. I didn't know that it was connected to the East Coast Reflector, but that's awesome. Back to you.
Hey, Chris, how you doing up there? I don't know what the weather's like. It's about 110 degrees down here and feels every degree of it. How do I sound? I just programmed a new handheld on with a magnetic mount on my truck. How am I coming in?
You're coming in great. I can hear every word. Maybe a touch of hiss, but otherwise doing well. I'm also coming through on my mobile station from my truck, so hopefully I'm coming through good as well. Back to you.
Yeah, I got you pretty much loud and clear. A little bit of static occasionally, but almost as clear as if you were sitting in the truck with me. How's the vacation going? I copied you with the conversation with the other gentleman, the cat rescuer, which I totally applaud. I'm an animal lover myself, so back to you.
Yeah, that's really awesome on him. So far trip's going really well. I don't know how much of a hockey fan you are, but Sergei Fedorov from the Red Wings and his brother run a hockey camp up here during the summer, and it is a really awesome experience. So my boy, who's 10, is doing that this year. Back to you.
Well, that's awesome. Being in the cool hockey rink in this weather is going to be great. I played a little hockey when I was growing up. Born in just outside of Boston, and I still follow hockey. I got to rub it in with our Florida Panthers being back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. They'll probably repeat next year. But, you enjoy that camp. It sounds like a lot of fun. Brings back memories from when I played. Back to you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was just happy to keep the cup in America. You know, I didn't want to see Connor McDavid take that one in. I think it's a great way to beat the Heat because it has been unbelievable. I think it's you know, 90s here in Petoskey, which is unheard of. So, but it's been good, so I'll send it back.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, just wanted to touch base with you and make a contact. Like I said, I overheard the other conversation with you guys. I try to get on here in the morning. I get it's a local repeater down here that's hooked up to the East Coast Reflector. It's amazing. I can make contact with you guys way up north and made contact with a gentleman out in just outside of Las Vegas one day last week. And it was clear as day, like he was sitting in the truck with me.
It really is something awesome. I'm a pretty new ham. I think I've had my license for, I think it's maybe 2 months now, but I've been really enjoying it and enjoying the contacts. I am about to pull into the ice rink to pick him up for the day, so I'm going to have to do a 73 with you, and hope you have a great day, and I'll send it back to you for your final.
I appreciate the contact. You have a great day. Enjoy yourself, and enjoy that little boy. Before you know it, they'll be grunting on their own. This is Whiskey Bravo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Hotel. My name is Jeff. Juliet, Echo, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Fort Pierce, Florida. I'll be 73.
WA8ZWV monitoring. This is W8EMV.
W8EMV, I believe. This is W8ZWV.
This is W8EMV, Echo Mike Victor. Name is Ed. Good to hear from you.
Just downstairs here in the radio, a lot of repeaters seem to be down in the area. The 6-8 we normally talk on, this is the first time I've been talking on CCE, so it looks like it's working pretty good.
Very good, seems to be. I'm going to move from indoors to outdoors and see if that makes a difference on my signal.
Well, you sound great, nice and clear. How far away from Petoskey are you?
About, I think repeater book said 7 miles away University of Michigan Alumni Family Camp on Welland Lake.
Getting that easy. It's way up on the hill over there on Krause Road. I'm in Charlevoix, and I'm on my 991A Yaesu.
And I'm just on a Quancheng HT with 5 watts, so I'm not, just have a rubber duck antenna for it right now.
Well, that's doing pretty good. I'm going to have to try my handheld from home and see if it works on the CCE. I haven't tried that yet.
Did you say that I'm not going to necessarily get it right, the Stutzman repeater is down?
It's working, but the problem is we had that ice storm, and the radio station, we had the tower on, a bunch of ice and stuff went through the roof, and they had to move all their equipment into our rack where our repeater is there, because we share the tower, and it's interfering with our receive part of the 2 meters, so it's terrible. Normally, you can get into it from Traverse City, and you can't even get into it from my house sometimes.
Is it the sort of thing that needs to be fixed at the rack, or do you have to go up onto the tower and somehow improve the filters up there?
Well, the guy that does all the repairs for that, he does all the radar stuff at the airport in Traverse City. He's one of part of our ham club. He says it's just because the rack, all their equipment is cross-talking into our stuff, and once we get them moved back into their little room where they were before, we'll be fine.
That makes sense, because I think when I've been up here before, I'm generally home QTH is Ann Arbor, but I think when I've been up here before, I've been able to hit that repeater, and I programmed it into this HT just to give it a try and got nothing back, so it's good to know that it wasn't me, although it's not good to know that it's affecting everyone for quite a wide range around.
Yeah, we got a bunch of them down. The East Jordan one's down. The Stutzman one's having problems. Trying to think what other ones are down around here. But during the ice storm, we had generator backup at the station, and ours was the only one on the air because we had a generator up there that's a radio station ran.
Very good. Did it get used for emergency comms at that point?
Yeah, Scott, the president of our ham club, he was making sure everybody's good, but, you know, listening and responding to Sassy, Charlevoix, you know, this whole area.
Do you happen to know, so I'm going to be over in Alpena in a couple weeks. Do you happen to know if they had the same sort of damage out there? I know they've got a repeater on a hill just to the west of town there. I don't know if that's, I know the storm went through Alpena, but I don't know if their infrastructure got hit or not.
Well, I haven't heard that about Alpena. I've never tried to get in. I know what's the one on the icebreaker over there, maybe, but I can't remember the call for it right now. That one's up and running. I know I hear that quite a bit. And the IRA in Vanderbilt's working.
That's good to know. Yeah, we're going to get an IRA repeater down in Ann Arbor. Jay, our club technical lead, is building out the package to get that all put together on a repeater site that hadn't been used very much, so we're looking forward to getting an IRA feed into Washtenaw County.
Well, that'll be good. Could you give me your call again? I think it was EM something at the end. I'm sorry, I missed it here. I was trying to write it down, and I forgot what it was.
No worries. It's Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor. That's Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor, if you've got that.
Yeah, I got that. I like the repeater drop because sometimes I talk and it goes in timeout, and then it takes a while for it to come back up. So, but thanks for letting me know that. My ham call is sometimes a little difficult because it's Whiskey Alpha 8, the Zulu Whiskey Victor. People always want to make the V into a B.
Yeah, the V into a B I've heard multiple times before. Once you spell out the Victor, it makes it much more clear, but that's an easy one to get wrong.
So are you you said you're on Walloon Lake. Are you camping, or what are you doing over there?
University of Michigan Alumni Association has a family camp here, so it started out like as a horse camp for girls, and they bought it in the 60s and have been improving it ever since. There's still horses here, but a dining hall and cabins and a bunch of programs, arts and crafts center and a archery range and a riflery range and a bunch of other stuff to keep families and their kids occupied all day long. And it's nice. I started coming up here when I was a kid in the 70s and didn't come back for 20-some years and then started up again. So nice to see family. My brother and his family are here. My sister and her family are here. And some friends we met last year. So a bunch of folks just coming up and spending some time in the water every year.
Oh, so the camp is actually on the water. Next time I'm over there, I'm going to have to look for where that's at. I've been through Walloon Lake a number of times, and I don't remember seeing that.
So it's actually, the address is Boyne City, and it's on, if I get the geography right, it's on the west end of things. Camp Sherwood Road, Camp Daggett Road is the corner, and then there's a gate there. You can't go into camp unless you're at camp, so it's kind of not too obvious from the road, but you'll look for the maize and blue M's, and you'll know that you are where you're supposed to be.
All right, I know where the Camp Daggett. We used to go out there, snowshoeing they have in the wintertime out there. So I know where that's at.
Very good. Yeah, when I was a kid, we'd come down from the Upper Peninsula, because I'm originally from Marquette, and come the northern route from that. But this time when we came up on Saturday, it was pouring rain in Pinconning on the way north. And then rain stopped by the time we got to about Gladwin, and then up a 4-some-odd-hour drive, something like that, you know, not too bad by Michigan standards, but still a good morning's drive.
Well, I transferred up here in 89. I was born in Traverse City. My dad's hometown was East Jordan, but I used to travel quite a bit. We used to live in Milford, and I grew up pretty much in Dearborn Heights and then Northville down there. But when I got married, got a job, I was working for GE, and they needed somebody to work at the hospital, because I service hospital equipment. So we moved up in 89, and now I'm retired.
Very good. It's good to have a career that takes you someplace beautiful.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I loved living up here. The only drawback to it is when I got older, the windshield time driving to Marquette and down to Manistee, and there's just long drives. I was getting to where I was almost falling asleep because I was just too old to do that long drive in one time.
Yeah, I've done a bunch of those long drives. The long drive to Marquette is something I'm way too familiar with, and one year slid off the road on US 2 driving up with my brother, and we were fine. We didn't hit anything or anything, but just that sense of, boy, it's a long way, and there's not much between you and the other side of the highway.
Yep, I was going up to Marquette one year, blizzard, snowstorm, and I swear this deer ran across in front of me. I just missed it by 2 inches. That was really close.
Amazing. Well, I'm going to say 73 for now. Good to hear someone on the repeater. I tuned it in as soon as I got here and just started to listen, and when I heard the beeps and boops, I figured that there was someone trying to break in, but I think that's not either one of us. And I heard you call out that you were monitoring, so I thought I'd say hello. Again, this is Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor. I'll be clear on your final. My name here is Ed.
Okay, Ed, it was great to talk to you. And have fun when you're up here. So I'll be signing off here, too. So WAHZWV.
Thank you, Edgar. Thank you, Edgar. Are there any more general check-ins? Call signs, please.
Hey, Felix.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey, Risky Uniforms, Kevin.
Okay, Drake, I got you, DMH. And Kevin, I missed the very first part of your call sign.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey, Risky Uniform.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform. Thank you. Any other general check-ins? All right, let's go to the top of the list. Dave, you are up.
Well, good evening, Mike, and thank you for taking the net. You're doing a bang-up, very professional job. Boy, I have two favorite things that remind me or that bring back spring, and one is waking up in that first morning when you look out the window and all of a sudden the trees have sprouted leaves. That means the dead, gray appearance of winter has passed. And the second thing was stimulated, I think, by maybe Tony, I don't know. Anyway, in the summer, the spring, it was getting warmer, and so Grandpa would go down to his workshop down in the basement, where it was cool, turn on his glue pot, turn on the radio to Van Patrick and the Detroit Tigers, and the smell of Prince Albert and holiday tobacco mixed in his pipe. Oh, I can still hear Van Patrick, and I can smell that pipe smoking. It's wonderful. So I still get the green leaves in the spring now, but sadly, I don't get the smell of the pipe tobacco, but that's my, when I know that winter has passed. KWPE.
Well, thanks for sharing those memories, Dave. That's, it's really interesting to me how just a whiff of the smell will take you back in a way that nothing else will. I think audio memories are close, but smells are fantastic. So, Tom, you are up next, and stand by, Kevin.
I'd like to thank Jason and that tonight, WVHWRV. So we'll be up at breakfast with Pam tomorrow. Cheryl and I are coming. I don't know if my daughter is or not. She might be. But Cheryl and I are definitely coming. So Kevin, we'll see you there with your wife. For sure. Anyway, had an interesting day today. I went to a yoga class, which was the second time I've attended. So I find the muscles that I didn't know I had. And that lasted for about, I think it was just over an hour. Came home and took a 2-hour nap. I got up and said, well, I better get something accomplished. So I got my painting done that I had been had started 2 days ago when it started to rain some, so I had to quit. I finished that all up, put coats on everything, but that worked. There was a door and a couple of windows, too. Anyway, that was my day besides being on the radio here. I got out of that today, of course. Anyway, everybody have a good evening. Thanks again, Mike. I'll see some of you tomorrow at Breakfast with Ham. WATCM, WBAWYB, I'll be clear. Good evening.
Thank you, Tom. Always good to hear from you, and always good to see you at breakfast. We'll see you tomorrow morning. All right, next is Kevin, KF8, AGY, and standby Glenn.
Good evening, Mike, and good evening, everyone else on the net. This is Kevin Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee. It's good to hear from all you guys tonight as we sit here and battle the heat of Traverse City summer that is... been baking us for the last couple of days. Not much going on here. We went out on the boat today, enjoyed a couple hours out on the open water. Came along with that, continuing to acquire some things to put together and integrate an amplifier with my G90. So I'm pretty close to that. I want to make sure I got everything in place before I fire it up. And so that's what's going on here. Anyway, at breakfast tomorrow morning, and then also at the Project Night meeting tomorrow night. WATCM, this is 7 Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Golf Yankee, and I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you, Kevin. And your technical expertise always amazes me. I will look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning. All right, next up is WB4KTF, Glenn, and standby KF8DMK, Christopher.
WATCM in the net, thank you, Mike. WB4KTF, well, what I'll remember, I never really lived in any cold places, the most north of Virginia and North Carolina, but since most of my life is in hot places, root beer floats, root beer vanilla ice cream on it, the smell and the taste of that I loved. And that's what I remember the most, I guess. And also right now, as Dave knows, I'm building a loop-on-ground antenna. Actually, three of transformer boxes, and we'll see how they work. If I get them done soon enough, I can put the wire on the ground directly and make a 15-foot square out of it and see if it works. Back to you, Mike, WATCM, WB4KTF.
Thank you, Glenn. I'll be interested to hear how that works out. All right. And I love the memories, too. Root beer floats were fantastic. I forgot about those. Next up is KF8DMK, Christopher, and then Mike, KG6LHF, you're on deck.
Everybody, hello. I've been on from the net the last couple of weeks. We've had a small family vacation to Wisconsin. Had a great time with the family. In-laws live right on a lake, and so the kids were able to swim every day. And had a really good time. Got in a shooting competition with my brother-in-law. That was definitely fun and long overdue. I'll drop you for just a second. And then as soon as I got back from vacation, we hit the ground running with a preacher coming from out of state to do a memorial service for a veteran I used to care for. So I had a week of meetings and things. So that was a busy week. And now, just starting today, we are putting an addition on the front of our house. So, anyhow, it's been a full couple of weeks. Send it back to you, Net Control. This is Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
Thank you, Christopher. Well, that sounds like you've had some enjoyable times and getting some stuff done too. That's always a good feeling in itself. All right, next up, Mike. KDA6LHF, I think I have that right. Edgar, KA8HYE, you're on deck.
Well, this week was fine. This is Mike, Traverse City, KG6LHF. Earlier last night, I made a contact clear out to Ohio with this radio, and I had a good time with it. I'm always having a good time making contacts and chatting up radio and getting back into amateur radio for once, and it keeps me going and keeps me happy. I don't have much else to offer, but figured I'd throw that one in. And the net operator, you're doing a super job. KG6LHF.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. And I should have asked you before, but if you're still there, where were you when you got your 6 in your call sign?
I was in Eureka, Northern California at the time when I got my call sign, more than 22 years ago, and I've kept it ever since.
Fantastic. I have dragged my 6 around from San Diego. All right, Edgar, KA8HYE, your next on deck is Drake, N8DMH.
This is KA8HYE. Good evening, everyone on the net. You can hear the mesh net. And I've spent a lot of time on and near the water, so a small outboard will keep my memories up real quick. So my season has been short.
Thank you, Edgar. And your first name brings back summer memories for me. My grandfather was named Edgar, and so I used to see him in the summer a lot. So, and you, with the outboard, I also remember aluminum rowboat-sized boats with small outboards were just cat pajamas when we were kids. That was fantastic. All right. Well, thank you, Edgar. So, Drake, you're next. And batting cleanup is Kevin, 89WWY. Okay, Drake, last call. Any DMH, are you there? Well, I know Drake's a very busy guy. That was probably just an in and out. So, glad hearing you. And bottom of the list, but certainly not least, Kevin, 89WWY.
This is Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Whiskey Uniform, not a Yankee. Yeah, we spent the day with our grandchild, or our granddaughter, and spent a lovely day with her, even though today was a scheduled travel day up north. We get very little time with our granddaughter, so we decided to delay it a day, and we're going to be headed back up north tomorrow morning early. So, anyways, it's good to hear you guys. I'm going to have breakfast tomorrow morning, but, that's placed a little bumps in the road. So, anyways, enjoy. We're going to talk to you guys later. This is Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniforms, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin, and sorry about butchering your call sign twice. I got it. Uniform at the end. Thank you. All right. We've reached the bottom of the list. This is W8TCM, and I'll listen for any additional check-ins. If you've not checked in to the Monday Evening Social Hour net and wish to do so, please call now.
K8ZMA. Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Echo, Golf, Oscar, KFAEGO, Chris.
Okay, I got the second call sign as Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, EGO, Chris. The very first person who checked in, I just caught the first couple of letters. Can you please repeat your call sign and name?
Yeah, this is John, K8ZNA.
Are there any others wishing to check in now? Call signs, please. Okay, K8VNA, John. Go ahead, please.
This quick hello to you, K8VNA. I'm out in Interlochen. And you don't feel bad. I messed up his call sign last time I did it. So I'm not sure what's up with that call sign, the WWU. Hello, Kevin. We're trying out here. But anyways, on a happy note, I got my call sign here in Cyber City. I could have had it 30 years, 40 years ago, but I wasn't somehow interested in ham radio correctly. Now I am. But I'm not sure what the other question was. But anyways, I appreciate you taking the net and helping out the clan here. Have a good night. Stay cool, everybody. This is Kilo 8, Victor, November Alpha. Back to Net Control.
Great. Well, thank you, John. And Chris, KF8, EGO. Go ahead, please.
Hi, everyone. Chris, KF8, EGO. I am from Perrysburg, Ohio, but I'm up here with my son in Petoskey doing the Fedorov hockey camp, and I just looked up to see what nets were in the area on the week, so I figured I'd just pop in and say hi, kind of hear what other hams are up to, and appreciate you guys' time and letting me sneak in at the end of your net, and 73, and I'll send it back in at KFAEGO.
Great, well, welcome. We always like people to check in when they're on the road. That's great. Thank you for doing that. All right, last call. Any last check-ins, please. Come now.
November 4, Kilo Echo Oscar, Andrew.
Andrew, the call sign one more time, please.
Sure, it's November 4, Kilo Echo Oscar, KN4KTO.
Great, thank you. Any other check-ins at this time? All right, Andrew, you're going to finish us off for the night. It's November 4, Kilo Echo Oscar. Go now, please.
All right, bringing up the rear. This is KN4KEO. Andrew, just west of Interlochen. I'm mobile right now. I'm portable. I'm in the middle of a carpentry project. I'm building a livestock barn on my property. Just a 12 by 24 steel shed, essentially, but I took down the radio and heard the net. I would jump in, and I got my call sign when I was in Florida. I was living in St. Petersburg, working in the ER in Clearwater, and through the St. Petersburg Amateur Radio Club, I took my test in 2017, and the rest is history. Anyways, having a good night here. Hope everyone cool and have a good week. I'll pass back to you, Net Control. This is KN4KEO, clear.
Great. Thank you, Andrew. Thanks for your service working in the in emergency medicine. That's great. All right. I guess one last check-in. One last call for check-in. Now, forever hold your peace.
Kilo 8, Bravo, Charlie, Mike.
Kilo 8, Bravo, Charlie, Mike. Your first name?
My name is Brian, and I'm in Manton.
All right, Brian. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, I just turned the radio on and heard you doing last calls, so I thought I'd jump in here. Not sure what the questions were, but yeah, I had a crazy good weekend. Did a lot of firearms training this weekend in Lake City at MTC, and I am burnt out and sunburned to death, but I haven't jumped in the net in a minute, so I thought I'd hop in here. Name's Brian. I'm here in Manton. Been a hand since last September maybe. Got a license, moved up to general, and I'm generally on HF or GMRS, but I turned this radio on to see what was going on out there, so glad I could hop in here and appreciate you doing the net, and I don't know, that's about all I got, so back to Net Control, KVCM.
Okay, thank you, Brian, and I think that'll do it for tonight. This will conclude the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. This net will meet again. This is Mike, Alpha India 6, X-ray Quebec. Operating this evening is Net Control under the club call W8TCM. I will now close the net and return this repeater to general amateur use. Thank you, everyone, for your participation and comments. Good evening to all. W8TCM, clear.
Brian from Manton. This is Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
K8BMK, K8BCM. Who I got?
Yeah, this is Christopher here in Buckley, and you definitely piqued my interest when you mentioned firearms training at NPC. I was just curious what you're up to.
Well, I was looking for a two-man clearing, which I was doing with a buddy of mine, and I had to take carbine one in order to be able to do it. So Friday I went out there, and a half-hour day in the hot sun for carbine one, and then it was a two-day class for two-man clearing, Saturday, Sunday, and Sunday was brutal. But, man, it was all worth it. I am baked, but, yeah, definitely need to clean my guns. We shot a lot, and it was awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. I got a buddy that's definitely been on me to go to MPC and take that class this weekend. I was actually down at Black Creek doing training with MDFI, and we were doing cover and movement, so I took that course with my pistol this weekend. But yeah, cool to hear other guys with similar interests in the area. Can you repeat your call sign again slowly for me?
Yeah, not a problem. That's Kilo 8, Bravo, Charlie, Mike. Kilo 8, Bravo, Charlie, Mike. And yeah, it was a blast. Greg down there, he does practically all the classes, and he was pretty burned out. He's not a big fan of Carbine 1, although he handled it well. But his passion is definitely CQB, and we're signed up for CQB 1. It should be going on in Grand Rapids in September, so looking forward to that, and probably do a couple pistol matches in between there. But that was my first time there. I'm not a member. My friend was. But I'll be thinking about it next year.
Nice. Have you ever trained with MDFI?
I have not. I can't say I've even heard of it. What does that stand for?
So MDFI stands for Michigan Defensive Firearms Institute. So track the owner for the last 15 years, he lives down in Baldwin. He just sold the company to a couple of his head trainers. But they are extremely good instructors. They're definitely on par with Greg. They used to teach foundation classes there at MTC, but they were too similar to what Greg already offered, and they didn't want to compete against his program. So they've moved on to training at other ranges. But, I've done a lot of training with them over the years, and they're an amazing company to check out.
Yeah, roger that. I'm checking out the website. It looks pretty sweet. Looks legit. I haven't taken any other formal training. I've been, timer going off. I've been shooting USPSA and stuff like that. Definitely been shooting rifles and stuff, but that was the first formal training. Got a 100% score on my my test at the end of Carbine 1. Wasn't that hard, but two-man clearing was overwhelming, man. It was a lot of information. Glad I did it with a buddy that I knew, and there was muzzles right next to my head, so that was good.
Yeah, that's always awesome when you can take intense training, but yet in an environment where they have very tight quality control standards, so that you can safely pull things. Anyone overhearing and just going, oh, he has muzzles right next to his head, could be a little freaked out. But, yeah, I,
I do know the quality control they run there, and as good as I can. But some feedback on that too. We'll have to keep in touch. I'm always looking for guys to invite to training.
Yeah, it was a blast. Greg is he definitely knows what he's doing. I don't have anyone to compare him to necessarily, but my buddy was definitely in the Army and he learned a whole lot. They just said bang bang a lot in the CQB courses. He didn't get to fire around, so that was a lot. He learned a lot too, and we did great. I think we made mistakes, but he made sure everything was safe, and a lot had to happen before we got to be live in the shoot house anyway, so. And thank God for that. We both, can handle our firearms, but there's going on. You got to know your guns, You got to be able to go in there and think with the gun in your hand. You can't be thinking about the gun in your hand. So it was good. We had to go through a qualification to even be able to shoot in there. And it was, it wasn't the hardest thing in the world for us. It was kind of basic marksmanship. But for some of the guys there, they barely passed it, and I was glad they weren't next to me.
Yeah, I can definitely understand that. Yeah, I have been to classes with lower reputations where there were not qualifications in order to take the class, and that is a terrifying experience, and it definitely makes you very grateful when you find a place that you can trust and that you can know that you're going to receive good education and that it's going to be as safe as it can be. Another thing that I know they do there at MPC is a guy that works for me, Ben Piersma from Benfac Woods. He does a winter course with Greg, and they go out, I forget whether it's 24 or 48 hours, but they go out in the wintertime with their gear, and then they come back to the range and shoot, and so it's always interesting to them to see, how different people's gun loops and things like that will affect carrying a weapon in the wintertime. So anyhow, yeah, that'd be a cool one to look up. I've been considering. I gotta take some training through MPC that way I can take some of his advanced courses. Back to you.
Okay, DCM. Yeah, that's sweet, man. I'll have to think about that. I'm not one to want to stay the night outside in the winter. But maybe I should. Nonetheless, I guess I could leave a rifle outside for the night and find that out myself. But I don't know if I can perform after that. I guess it'd be a bigger question. But yeah, he's a tough dude, and he's also hilarious. But you definitely don't go in there with feelings. And he will hold you accountable and call you out in front of everybody, but I'm not afraid of that at all. So I needed it, and I kind of held my own. If he's not yelling at you, you're doing something right. So it was good. It was definitely hot, man. It was so hot. Saturday wasn't so bad. It rained even a little bit. That was nice. But, Friday and especially Sunday, we were beat. By the end of Sunday, which was the second day of two-man, clearing, we had to clear the whole shoot house, which is 10 rooms, and we had only practiced 2 rooms tops before that, so, and we were all burnt out, and just smoked, so me and my guy there, we pulled it together and had enough brain power to get through it, and we did really well, so, I don't know, I'm very happy, definitely worth the money. Everything I've taken there was just, he'll ask you, he'll get in the classroom, and what can you improve? I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm fully satisfied.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's another thing that some places I've trained,
you read the class description and you get to the end of the class and you're like, yeah, I just don't feel like we really covered that. And then when I train with MBFI, I feel like the classes are so under-described. Like, the things they mention, and you're like, well, I came away with way more knowledge than it looked like I was going to get. So it's always cool when you have classes that, yeah, that you're very satisfied at the end.
Yeah, I would suppose that'd be carbine one. I mean, I learned a couple things, you know, but it was mostly the basics. You know, how to zero a rifle, firearm safety, and then shooting at different ranges out to 100, and trying different zeros, that kind of thing. Kneeling, standing, prone, just the basics. You know, I'd already had that down. But two-man was absolutely overwhelming. The first day, we got through, you know, the flat range shooting pretty quick as a group, and then got through the qualification, whether we were going to shoot or not. Everybody passed. Some barely passed, but then we got to sleep on it, you know. Well, we got into the shoot house, and we did a lot of dry stuff, you know, and he taught us a lot there, and we got to sleep on that. So when we came in the morning, kind of did a quick refresher, and we were all, you know, feisty and ready to go, and sleep helps with that, right? Your brain deals with that stuff in your sleep and processes it, and we were able to just jump right back in the next day, and then it was just a pile of stuff, and we all wanted to shoot in the shoot house, but when it came to shooting, everybody was real nervous, and I was just like, let's just remember how awesome this situation is. This is amazing, you know, America. And everybody kind of livened up, and we got to it. And once the first shots, you know, were off, we were all, and he gave us a real, just one room to clear at first, and just shooting in a house. Me and my buddy were running suppressors anyway, so we didn't have any, you know, crazy concussions going on or nothing like that. So, but yeah, I ended up shooting with another dude because we had an odd man out. We didn't get to run our teams every time. And I had to shoot about 2 feet from his face through a door. And if I didn't have that suppressor on my short barrel rifle, he probably would have grabbed his face. Just saying.
Yeah, between electronic hearing protection and suppressors, that makes the hugest difference, especially when you get in enclosed spaces. I have not yet bit the bullet and gotten a suppressor, but it's definitely on my to-do list. Just the amount of comfort being around others that are shooting suppressors, feeling that concussive force, which, I mean, I enjoy the concussive force, but it does make you more situationally aware. It's just, yeah, it's amazing what a difference that makes. Christopher Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo. By the way, you have a cool call sign to be a gun nut too.
Thank you. Yeah, it was not accidental. I love my BCMs. But yeah, you're right. And we could hear them. I mean, we had to sit in the bay next door. You know, the shoot house itself doesn't have a roof on it. It's kind of a makeshift thing. It's pretty nice, but you know, it'd be much worse if you had an actual roof over you, that kind of thing. But, yeah, at one point I walked in, you know, with my buddy and forgot to put my ear pro on and just carried on because suppressors, you know, it just wasn't a big deal. Greg missed it, he missed it, I missed it. I'm not sure how that happened, but it did happen and it didn't matter. But at one point, on the flat range the day before, you know, you take the ear pro off every time the instructor does, or at least I did, because it was 90 degrees, and I was sweating so bad, just giving the ears a chance to cool off, and, yeah, he put them on, I didn't notice, and was running the demo, and his 10.5 inches right next to my head, and I found out real quick, yeah, I should probably put those back on.
Yeah, 10.5 can be a little loud. I switched out muzzle brakes, and the one I have now, it's the quietest brake you're gonna find. I don't know who made it, but it's not classic as a suppressor, but I would still rather shoot my 10.5 inch carbine than my pistol without an intersection. So, anyhow, I'm gonna get back to my family. But yeah, it was good chatting, and we'll have to keep in touch again. This is Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
All right, Christopher, I won't keep you. You have a good night. It was a pleasure to talk to you. And, yeah, keep shooting, man. Maybe we'll meet again. I think it was KF8BMK, KBCM. I'll be clear. Have a good night, man. 73.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was good chatting. I'm on most weeks on the net, so if you tune on a Monday night, I'll be listening. So I'll be clear. This is Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
KF8EMY, looking for a radio check.
Yeah, leave it, Charlie. Leave it, Charlie, loud and clear. KEADLN.
I appreciate that. I wasn't sure if this was working or not working. Thank you.
Yeah, roger that. Sounds great. So have a good night. 73 KEADLN.